So thankful for these youngins that sung tonight.
Yes,
and so thankful for what the Lord has laid upon Haley's heart. And a lot of times she'll sing, and I'll pick on her for a minute. And I'm bad about it too. She'll sing and she'll say, I made a mess out of that. And a lot of times she'll say, well, I couldn't do nothing but cry. And I said, well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, that's what it's all
praise
about.
The Lord.
If we praise Him with a whole heart and put our whole soul into it, amen, I believe the Lord will bless that above all things. Not about how good our voice sounds or what good of a show we can put on, amen, but it's all about the praise that can be offered unto Him. And He is worthy tonight of all of our praise. So I want you to bear with us. We'll share a word with you tonight, and then we do want to take a few minutes at the end of the service and just do something a little special if we can. So I want you to bear with us and pray for us. We'll share some scripture with you here tonight. And just so thankful to have you here with us in the Lord's house tonight. I know that we was late, running late from work and then getting the baby together. But that's okay. So it's good to be in the Lord's house. Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. I know we've been doing a study on the fruits of the Spirit, and the Lord has just anchored this in our heart to emphasize on the word thanksgiving and the thanks that we can give and we can offer, and that unto a true and a living God. How many's glad tonight we serve a true and a living God tonight?
Amen.
Amen. He's not dead. And I thank the Lord for that tonight, but He's alive and well, and He's on the throne. Amen. So I want you to bear with us tonight, Ephesians chapter number 5. And we do ask you to stand just a moment. Let's stretch your legs together. And we'll read just a few verses here, and that in Ephesians chapter number 5. I love the book of Ephesians, and I love and at the way that it was wrote and how it was laid out. So I want you to bear with us here just a moment. We'll read a few verses right here. And starting in verse number 14 of chapter number 5, the Bible said, "Wherefore He saith, awaketh thou that sleepest, and that arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as a wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." And I believe we could all bear witness together tonight and say the days that we live in are full of evil. But I'm glad that there's still a God in the midst of all of it that'll cast out all evil. Amen.
Yes,
and
amen.
Verse number 17 said, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs,
yes,
singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Verse number 20 says, "To give thanks always for all things unto God the Father, and that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another, and that in the fear of God." Let us pray together. Father, we thank You for another time that You've given us this side of eternity, Lord, to come to Thine house, Father, and just be able to share together and at the same spirit, the same love of God, and the same worship together, Father, here this evening, Lord, as we've sung congregational songs and as we've heard the young ones come and sing and as Haley's sung. And Father, I thank You, Lord, tonight, and that for the songs of praise that can be offered from one's lips tonight. And God, I thank You, Lord, for everything's been said and done, prior requests all the way up to this point in the service. Lord, we thank You. And that for just the opportunity to be in Your house. Father, I thank You for everyone that's come this way, and I pray You'd bless them. God, a special blessing, Father, upon their homes and upon their families. Father, I pray You'd be with those that could not be with us tonight. Father, You know their needs. Father, You know the situations. And Father, I pray You'd look upon them. Father, I ask You now, Lord, You'd put an encampment of angels around us, Father, as we've gathered in Your house. And Father, I pray You'd help us tonight tonight to stand and that upon the truth and the fullness of the Word of God. And Father, I pray you touch my body. Father, we seem to be weak in body, but Father, Lord, the Spirit sure is willing. So Lord, I ask you, God, that you just speak to us, speak through us, and Father, we'll do our best, Father, Lord, and that with your help, God, to deliver what you've laid in our hearts. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you, and we ask all these things in the blessed name of a wonderful Savior, in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, amen. Amen. And amen. You may be seated tonight. I want you to pray for us and bear with us. I want us to look at this as this is in chapter 5 of Ephesians is speaking about the duties of a Christian life. And one of those things that stuck out to me as we were studying, and I had no idea in that earlier in the week that the Lord would place us and settle us in this scripture. And that we was really looking forward to continuing in the fruits of the Spirit. But yet the Lord has kind of in the same sense put us in this place. And that the duties of a Christian life, we read, and that how it says to see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, in verse number 15, saying, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And it goes on speaking in that of the Christian duties of life. And it says in verse 18, to be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit. And verse number 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody, and that in your heart to the Lord. I believe verse number 19 and verse number 20 goes hand in hand, folks. And that it says in verse 20, to give thanks how always, and that for all things unto God and that and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This evening, friend, I want to say and emphasize on this that one of the greatest duties I believe as a Christian is we have to give thanks where thanks is due. Friend, we cannot fail in that to come to a place in our life where we continuously thank the one who gave us the very life which makes us exist. The one who created us, amen, as they did Adam from the dust of the ground, breathed the breath of life and that into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. So the same, he's created me and you this evening, friend, and that in our mother's womb. But I want you to see this, friend, and that the Bible says to give thanks always, and that for all things. I begin to look at that word always, and that means time and time again, always. Continuously, and the Bible says, and that continuously give thanks. Friend, I believe that our hearts as a Christian, born again believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, should continuously flow with thanks. I believe that it should always continuously be thankful for the life which has been given to us. How many tonight thankful for the life that you've been given? A lot of things, and a lot of people often times would change things, and there's people oftentimes would change the way that their lives have went, or things of that nature. But friends, you know what? And at my life leading up to the moments that I'm living right now, and that I'm thankful for the life that the Lord has given me. And I want to say this, that word always, continuously, time and time again, and that always in all things, and that give thanks, and that all things, friend, that means, and I begin to think and ponder on that, on those two words, all things, and that to give thanks for all things. Dave, I begin to really ponder on that, and you know what? I don't believe there's a limit to those two words, and that all things I begin to think about in my own life, and that of what I'm thankful for, and what I can offer thanks for unto God, and that I want to say, and that tonight, just very quickly and briefly, that I can thank thank my God tonight, church, for waking up this morning. And I can thank my God this evening, friend, that I was able to put clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. And I was able to go to my job today. And that is oftentimes we may gripe and grumble, amen, that everything ain't going just like how we'd like it to. But the Apostle Paul wrote, and he said in all things, he said he'd learned to be content. And friend, I think that means to be thankful, and that to stop and look back at the bigger picture, and that and just thank the Lord, and that he's given you another day. Friend, I begin to thank him as I was walking across the parking lot this morning. Boy, the wind was blowing, and it just about had me sideways, amen. But I began to think about that, and that as the wind blowed, friend, as I was able to breathe in that wind, and that this was before I put on my mask, amen, and went into work, but I was able to breathe in that wind, and friend, you know what? I just thank the Lord, and that for another breath of air in my lungs, and that I began to thank him for the 2 feet that was I was able to use that would take me into work today. Friend, I begin to thank him this morning. I'm just sharing you my heart. I begin to thank him, and that with the spirit of thanksgiving on our mind, I begin to thank him about my co-workers and how he's placed me there with some good fellows and that to work side by side with. And friend, I want to say that as the day went by and that I was able to take and at 9:30 break, and when I opened up my lunch box, I had all kinds of snacks, amen, that I could and that munch on throughout the day, and I just thanked him and that I had and that another something to eat, and at lunchtime came and I had something else to eat. Friend, but listen, when I clocked out this evening and I got in my vehicle and I began to make my way home, friend, I was listening to the Lindsays and that as they were singing, "That's my God," and friend, I began to thank him, and that on the way home, and that just and that for, and that the kind of God that he is, and that the kind of God that I serve, and that tonight, that would allow just some little old somebody like me, and that to be a part of this big thing, and that called life that he created, and that with his own hands. And friend, as I got home, and I turned the alarm off the house, and I walked in through the back door, and that I began to just thank the God, and that above, and that for a home, and that for a roof over my head, and that I could go into a place of abode that he allowed me to have, and I was able to go in. Brother Dave, I had a shower where I could get clean, and that I had a toothbrush, amen, and that where I could get ready, and that and present myself for church, friend, and all these things, the clothes as I pulled them out of my closet, I began to just thank God, and that for all the many blessings, and that he's given me in my life. And friend, you may say, "Well, preacher, those things are silly," but honey, they're a big deal, and that to me tonight, and I'm thankful. Well, boy, I'm thankful tonight. I may not have the nicest of clothes, and that friend, I may not have the biggest house on Mecca Pike, but thank God tonight, the God of all glory, church, and it gave me the things that I have. He gave me my family. Honey, boy, I'm telling you, as I begin to talk to my wife, and that on the way down the road, and I heard my baby in the car seat saying, "Mommy, I love you. Daddy, I love you." I began to just thank my God, and that I've got a God that would allow me, as sinful as I once was, as violent and wretched as I once was, that I serve a kind of God that has enough love, that in his heart and forgiveness, a friend, that he'll allow somebody like me, and that to praise him and to thank him and to offer thanksgiving and be able to serve him, and that and cherish the moments and the things that he's blessed me with. And that, friend, I want to say tonight that I pray that none of us in here would ever take for granted the things that God did give us. Friend, look what the Bible says, and that it said to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that, look what the Bible says. And then in Psalms 92 and verse number 1, it said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Friend, I'm thankful and that it's a good thing, amen, that we can have joy in giving thanks to a mighty God. How many's glad we serve a God like that tonight? How many's glad, friend, that we can know Him on a personal level? Brother Rusty, I'm glad tonight that He's not just some high and mighty king sitting on a throne that's not worried anything about me. But friend, He cares for my soul and He loves me just the same. Friend, I thank Him tonight and that for the kind of God He is. Look what the Bible says in first in that Chronicles 16:8. He said to give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name. Psalms in 50:14. He said, offer unto God thanksgiving, and that in pay thy vows unto the Most High. Friend, I'll say, I don't deserve a thing that I've got in this walk of life. I don't deserve not even the kitchen sink that I have in my kitchen. But friend, I'll tell you what, and that I've got a God who's faithful and just, that'll forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. And friend, then He'll share His love on us. And friend, then He's got a whole storehouse of blessings that He's just waiting to pour out and that unto His children. I don't understand that tonight, but boy, I sure am thankful for it, amen. Look what the Bible says, and that, friend, in Philippians 4:6, it said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known, and that unto God. Friend, I think if you're thankful for something, then you ought to let God know about it every now and then, amen. If you're thankful for, hey, listen, the two-year-old wore-out pair of tennis shoes, that you're able to slip on your feet every morning, but they keep your feet warm. I say somebody ought to give Him thanks. Friend, if you're thankful and that you're able to come into the house of God and sit down on a padded pew, and that where there's warmth in the winter and there's air in the summer and the tithes are enough, friend, that we can keep this thing rolling and that in the building. But friend, I want to say this. I believe that a thankful heart, and that'll be a given heart, amen. But look, in Colossians 3:17, it said, and whatsoever you do, and that in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And at 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, and that in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Timothy 4:4, for every creature of God is good, and nothing in it to be refused, and that if it be received with thanksgiving. Friend, tonight I'm glad that they, hey, tonight we can sit down at the supper table with a heart of thanksgiving, and we can offer our praise, we can offer our worship, we can offer our thanks and our kind words and our gratitude, and that unto a just and a living God. And tonight, friend, I'm thankful, and that in return, friend, He'll be thankful for us. And that I believe that with all my heart, that if you'll be thankful for God, He'll be thankful for you, friend. And that He said that if you would, hey, listen, if you deny Him, and that before His Father, that He would deny you. And friend, I want to say this tonight, and that I'm thankful, and that I didn't deny Him. I'm thankful that I received Him. And friend, when I received Him, and that there ain't never been a day, are you listening to the preacher, that I've ever asked for a refund. Friend, I'm thankful for what I got when I got it, and that in the shape that I got it. And friend, I'm thankful that it has been sufficient for my every single need, amen. And that I can come tonight, and that to the gates with thanksgiving, and that unto my God, and I can bow my head and at before Him tonight, and I can offer a voice of thanksgiving to my God. How many's thankful you've got the privilege to do that tonight? And that I'm going to say there's a lot of places tonight that would love to be in your shoes. Amen. To be able to walk into a church house and sit down, friend, and that without worrying or looking over your shoulder, a friend who's going to bust in the door and take away your Bible. A friend, those days may be coming, and that, but I don't know, and that only God knows that. But friend, I'll do say this. Friend, I'm thankful that we can come with an open door, and friend, we can carry our Bibles in here, and we can sit down on our pews, and friend, we can listen to the old songs of Zion be sung, and we can hear to the preacher preach, and that some of you might not like it a lot of the times, but friend, I'm thankful for the good meat and the rough meat. Amen. It's all good meat. But friend, I want to say this. I'm thankful for the Word of God. Let me go a step further, and that into the word thankful, and that with a heart of thanksgiving. Psalms 104 says this: enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Colossians 3 and 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and that to which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. The Bible mentions, and that the word, to give thanks, and that 34 times in the Word of God. And friend, I want to say tonight that I believe it does the heart of God good when He sees His children still coming and still thanking Him, still praising Him, still worshiping Him, and that even in 2020, when there's been many of them laid down, and there's been many of them quit out, friend, I'm thankful, and that for the crowd that's still coming with a heart of thanksgiving, and that in pouring their soul out, and that before a just and a mighty God. And friend, I'll tell you what'll happen when we go to doing that. Honey, you better just look up, because your blessings are about to unfold. Amen. And that I'm glad I serve a God like that, that we're able to come with a thanksgiving heart, and we can be thankful, and that for all that's been done for us. Friend, I don't know about you tonight, but I sure am thankful, and that I'm able to roll back the pages of this book and see and learn and study, friend, that there is a needfulness, and that to be thankful. Friend, the Bible said in the last days that they'd be, and that they wouldn't be holy, but they'd be unthankful. And that's in the book of Timothy. Said in the last days they'd be unthankful. And friend, I believe there's many today in this world that's unthankful. And that just for life itself. But I want to say this tonight concerning God. There's many that's unthankful. Friend, that God gave His Son, and that on the cross of Calvary. How do you know that tonight, preacher? Because there's many turning the blind eye, and they're turning away from the gift, the free gift of eternal salvation. Honey, I don't know about you, but when I got it, I sure was thankful for it. And I'm not only, I'm learning more and more about it every day, but I get more and more thankful about it every day, that I'm not going to go to hell. Friend, I couldn't go to hell tonight if I wanted to. I thank God for that, amen. I'm thankful, friend, that I can come to this altar and I can pray. I'm thankful, friend, tonight, that I can get down in my prayer closet, or down at the foot of my bed in my home, and I can thank Him. Friend, I'm thankful tonight that I can give thanks, and that to a just God, to a holy God, to a righteous God, to a loving God. Amen. And friend, I want to say this, and that I hope tonight that we're thankful, and that with all of our hearts, with all of our beings tonight, we can stand up and raise a hand unto glory, and we can say, I'm thankful, and that for the cross of Calvary, and the blood stain, and that the hay has washed away all of my sins. Friend, I hope we can say we're thankful that there's an empty cross, and that there is an empty tomb, and the throne of God tonight, church, is full, and that God's on the throne, and Jesus is the right hand side, making intercession that one of these days days, and I'm awful thankful for this. And that the Word of God tells me, Brother Sam, that one of these days he's going to split the eastern skies. And honey, he's going to come rolling in on the clouds of glory. Friend, the Bible said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those that are alive and remain will be caught up and together to meet the Lord. And that in the air. And friend, I'm thankful that one of these days, boy, I'm thankful for God allowing me to be a part of meetings in these days. But honey, one of these days I'm going to a meeting, a Jubilee heavenly meeting, like the eyes never seen, ears never heard. Honey, you think you've heard people get thankful down here? You wait till we're standing before the throne. And honey, we hear Hosanna, Hosanna, praise the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Honey, in that moment, when we hear the saints that have arose and are standing there before the white throne, honey, I believe with all my heart, and that we'll be thankful, and that more thankful then than we ever have been. And friend, I'll say this, and that I'm thankful, and that I've got a Lord tonight that's never going to leave me, nor will he ever forsake me, but he'll be there with me all the way till the end, plus some, amen. And that he'll be there to the end of this life, and then honey, he'll be there on the other side. And I want to say tonight, thank you, Jesus. And that I can stand here, I can be a pastor and a preacher, I can be a husband and a father, that I can be a friend, maybe a mentor. And friend, I want to say thank you, Jesus, tonight, that I can thank you for all that you mean to me and all that you are to me, and that he is my everything. He is everything to me, and he is everything because he's the only reason I have anything. And friend, tonight I want to give him thanks. I want to praise him. Oh, is that all right?
Amen.
That we just give him thanks.
Yes,
and that we can praise him. In 2020, amen, probably one of the most chaotic years that America's ever seen, the world maybe has ever seen. Friend, I'm thankful that in the midst of it, the Bible said to give thanks always, for all things. No matter what's going on in this moment, in this era of time, friend, I'm thankful that we can stand back as a child of God and we can thank him anyhow.
Yeah, so you might.
Things might not be going just how we want them to go, but I'm thankful tonight that I can stand back and I can thank him for bringing me to this place, and that he's going to bring me through everything that I'm going to face. Everything might not look the best, and that's in some people's lives tonight. And you may say, preacher, it's real hard to thank him right now. I want to say this. Look at what he's already done for you.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Look what he's promised he's going to do.
Amen.
And no matter how bad the situation is right now, we should still be able to step back and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Yes.
I like the old song that says, I've got a roof up above me, got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet.
Oh, go on now.
He gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, no matter what this year has looked like, friend, I'm thankful that the Bible tells us and reassures us that we serve a God that's still worthy of all of our thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight I want to do this. And as we close, I do want to give just a verse of invitation. If somebody needs to come, Betty, would you sing us just a verse of something? And that tonight, I want us to stand to our feet very quietly, very reverently, just real quickly tonight. Always needful to give invitation.
Amen.
Tonight maybe you're here. Maybe you've got a great need in your heart or in your life. Maybe you need to be saved. Maybe you're here tonight and you just need to come and bow down before the feet of Jesus and you've got a need. And you want to come before Him. Tonight we want to give you that opportunity as they'll sing a verse of invitation tonight. Would you come? Have in Jesus. If you need to come tonight, would you come?